This is exactly right.
Forgive me for interrupting. I'm Bridger Weiniger, host of I Said No Gifts on Exactly Right. Each week, I invite my favorite people in comedy over to chat, and they always bring a gift. We're coming up on our 200th episode, and every episode is a gem. I have welcomed all kinds of great guests, including Cola Scola, Bowen Yang, Robbie Hoffman. It goes on and on and on. And you don't want to miss the 200th episode with the great Maria Bamford. What does she bring me? Find out April 25th. New episodes every Thursday. Follow I Said No Gifts wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you leaving? Are you on your way back home? Either way, we want to be there. Doesn't matter how much baggage you claim. Give us a time and date. Terminal and gate. We want to send you off in style. We want to welcome you back home. Tell us all about it. Were you scared or was it fine?
Mouth horn.
With Karen and Chris.
Let's be professionals this time.
Yep. Wait, what did we do last time that was bad? Welcome to Do You Need a Ride? This is Chris Fairbanks.
And this is Karen Kilgariff.
Oh, I remember what it was that we did last time that was bad. We were eating scones.
We got a lot of feedback about how upsetting it is to eat and crinkle paper while you're doing a podcast. God damn it, we couldn't agree more.
Yeah, and we already knew that going in. We wanted to just make sure you knew that it was the wrong thing to do.
You know, I'm one of those people that likes negative attention as much as positive attention. Mm-hmm. I don't really know the difference. And so as long as I'm making you tweet at me in a passionate manner, it's just as good as if you're saying I love you so much as you're saying, if you ever do that again, you're going to break my brain.
Exactly. And I learned from Mystery, the pickup artist, that even if you're being mean to a woman and telling her her friend is more pretty and that her feet are shaped funnily and nice sweater, does it come in your size? It's the same as saying I love you.
It's to women, if you just let a woman know that she has Fred Flintstone feet, she will marry you that same night.
What, did you come here in a canvas car with a bunch of ribs racked on the side?
I never understood the ribs. I thought it was a large shell that they were putting onto the car.
Nobody in the history of watching Hanna-Barbera ever knew what was being put on Fred Flintstone's car.
It's like, why do they need a shell that big? Are they at the drive-in movie theater?
Yeah, it's just that, you know, back then they still had roller skating up to your window service waitresses.
Right.
But ribs were bigger because we were eating dinosaurs.
Oh!
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that makes perfect sense.
Yeah, so it's a rack of ribs that he ordered at the drive-in.
But it's the ribs of a T-Rex, we're supposed to believe?
Yeah.
Even though people and dinosaurs did not exist at the same time.
Well, it depends on who you ask. I believe...
I'm going
Adam
by the Bible.
Adam and Eve... Well, I'm getting there.
Oh.
Adam and Eve...
Get there then.
After I can't remember... He killed the last dinosaur. They were riding on one and then...
Adam did?
Yes.
For Eve.
Yes, as a gift.
And then he said, you have one less rib than me. Here's a bunch of T-Rex ribs to knock your car over. That's how much I love you, you fat, ugly bitch.
Yeah, now let's go to the movies. Yep.
Negging, Bible-style negging.
Negging.
I love that you remembered, is it Mysterio? What's that guy's name?
Mystery.
Oh, just plain Mystery.
Well, when I did that, this might be... Every time I talk, I'm paranoid that I've said this before.
I'll tell you.
You must.
I do.
I think there's been a few times where people think you're pretending not to remember, but it's all fresh to you, too. I think together our brains are declining and...
I don't have to pretend not to remember. So everyone can drop that concept immediately. Yeah. Because I go full blank on things.
Yeah.
It's not good. And it doesn't feel good. But I also enjoy the telling because you are as mad. Every time you tell the scorpion in your boot story, you're as mad as the first time and as mad as when it happened to you originally.
Right, right.
So it's fun.
I don't recall already getting it out of my system. No, it's still just boiling on the surface.
It's entirely in your system.
See, that's what I should use my declining brain with my acting.
That's true.
Yeah.
It's all passion. So you worked with Mysterio?
Oh, Mystery. He'd be Mysterio if suddenly he had a curly mustache. Mystery is the pickup. He was on a reality show where they would take nerdy men and be like, here's how you be mean to girls and trick them into not relationships, having sex.
Okay.
It's the worst. That's the worst show ever.
Yeah.
And the people that made Reality Bites Back, this show that was a parody of different reality shows.
That and you worked on?
I was on it, and Amy Schumer's on it, and mm-hmm. Bert Kreischer, and Theo Vaughn, and some other folks.
All the young stars of tomorrow.
It was, yeah, but it was a show that was not, people weren't ready to, I don't know, have a mirror, because it was very funny, and
they didn't want to bite back
Michael
yet.
Michael Ian Black was very funny
okay.
on it.
Sure.
Yeah, it wasn't Bite Back. That was a news parody show, Reality Bites Back.
That's the title you just said.
Dog Bites Man. I'm sorry. I think I'm gradually losing it. It is called Reality Bites Back. You were right. I was right. Then I was wrong. Now I'm right again.
Okay.
God. The crew came, and they were... The next thing we're shooting in this house is this dating show, and... I saw Mystery on an airplane, and I said, hey, I just met all the people that you're starting to work with. And he's like, oh, yeah, I met him yesterday, too. And I was talking with him, but the whole time, he was looking over my shoulder to people getting on the plane to see who he could have sex with. I could just tell it was this unhealthy, scary...
Now, was he an attractive person?
No, he was a tall, skinny, kind of smelled like B.O.
Ooh.
Like a rocker smell. Like, this is unwashed leather.
Oh, so
get a load of my pheromones.
He is trying to do, like, a Jane's Addiction pickup scheme?
He is a Jane's Addiction-y guy.
Okay.
He's reeked of heroin and no deodorant, and he had ski goggles on his head. To peacock.
Peacocking. That's right.
See, I'm going to sound a little like I'm one of them because I remember all the phrases.
Well, and also clearly you've been using them since you met this man on the plane.
I have not, and I never would.
You are constantly goggled.
All I do is get shut down by the fact that I'm nice. until I get an outburst of anger.
Now.
I have two speeds.
Nice and enraged.
But he, later on, I found out he did indeed have sex with several women that worked in the crew of that show.
Okay.
Like, everyone did have sex with him.
Well,
he is a hypnotist of ladies.
Well, but I just would like to bring up this side, is that there are women who are also looking for sex. So then that's just simplicity. That's like, that's why Tinder works so well for some people, because it's like, yeah, let's do this. I don't give a shit. It's not that hard.
Yeah, well, I'm not putting that out there, apparently.
No, you know why? You need a switchblade or something threatening.
Yeah,
you need to take care of business.
What about this new mustache? Steven, does it work for you? Is it like a switchblade with the ladies?
Steven loves mustaches.
Oh, I keep it packed every time.
Yeah, we are really almost have the same model right now.
Yeah, and you guys are in the mustache club.
The Mustache Club for Men. I am the president and a member.
And I'm also a member.
But I am, that's how I met the Mystery Man.
It's funny because that era, which feels very late 90s, early 2000s of pickup artist and, or like the 48 Laws of Power, all that stuff where people wanted a shortcut to basically being awesome.
Right.
Where it's just like, yeah, I can't be awesome individually. So can you write a book and then I will just kind of run down a series of behaviors and that will make me awesome?
Yeah.
It's like, well, let's start with a shower. How about some Axe body spray?
Apparently not.
No.
We're supposed to... There's a lot of people that use this pheromone business. And I can't be tricked by it.
No. Well,
body odor isn't my bag.
Oh, is that really what he's doing? Like, you smell animal carnal presence
of
me?
He did. He was very stinky. Maybe I caught him on a bad day.
Maybe he was nervous because he was about to have sex with all those stewardesses in a confined space.
He would not look me in the face. He was looking at all the people behind me.
I mean, that alone is like, you can have all the sex you want, but like, nobody wants to actually spend time with you when you're like that. I mean, how many people have you been with at Hollywood parties where they just stare past you to the good person that might be walking through the door?
There are five names I could give right now that I won't.
Yeah. I wouldn't, and good, and yes. I know every one of those names.
We are thinking of the same people.
We should say it fast, have Steven edit it out, and then he can hold it over our heads if he feels like it.
Oh, like blackmail?
Yeah.
Oh, yikes.
He's like, I got those five names.
Well, I'm not going to say the names now.
I'm going to drop those names. You'll rue the day you ever booked, double booked me. Right, Steven? You're very vindictive.
Always.
Always.
Every time I look back there, he's rubbing his hands together.
Yeah.
I can't wait. We have a guest today.
I can't believe
it. I'm going to let it out of the bag.
Season 2, first guest of season 2.
First episode season, 2. First season, 5 years long.
It's the first season, we were really working some shit out.
Mm-hmm.
And now we've got it worked out and we're ready. We're just ready to execute.
Yes.
Execute.
Yes.
Right?
And it's going to be as smooth running as this has been this whole time.
This conversation or the entire...
The whole season.
The whole...
Zero hitches.
Season 2 has been stellar. It's Emmy nominated already. Did you hear?
Well,
congratulations.
Yeah. Oh, wow. No, I didn't hear. They're doing Emmys for podcasts, mm-hmm. though.
Yeah, we won. We're nominated Podcast Emmy Best Original Dramatic Series. Congratulations.
That's terrific.
You have to stop driving, everybody.
Yeah,
you have to stop driving, dickhead.
He isn't.
Sorry.
I like how you acted like you were going to go into his lane, though. I liked it.
Yes, I like to, when people are doing things against the law,
yeah.
I threaten them with the car.
Yeah.
And I just drive at them.
Yeah. You should do that. Now that you don't have... Oh, man, I saw a Fit the other day, the car you used to have.
Yes.
Do not like it. Don't have good memories with that car.
No, it's not... It's... Well, I mean, I think Hondas make great cars, but
sure,
that
sure.
one specifically was filled with dog hair.
You know I'm a Honda man.
Yeah, of course you are, lifelong.
But the Fit, no. And you're specifically riddled with dog hair. That's not Honda's fault.
And no, although they could have made it easier with the materials they made the car out of to keep the dog hair not locked in place.
And I'm not saying it's not a safe car. Most people know this from the first... It was the first thing we ever talked about, me getting rear-ended in another Fit.
That's right.
And it accordioned the car to where the back of the car became the back seat.
So scary.
And the back seat became the front seat. And I became the dashboard. And then the jockey box, I'm someone's grandpa. Who calls it that? It's a
you and your dad.
What is it called? It's a
jockey box.
It's a
glove compartment.
Glove compartment. That's where you keep your gloves, not right. your tiny horse riding pants. The glove box opened up, and right when I got hit, it flew open, a pen flew out, and then, not that I saw it in slow motion, but when we hit the car in front of us, it stuck into the air conditioning vent thing.
Yep.
And my head whipped down, and the pen was just sticking out, and that was the first thing I noticed is how close I was to having a pen go in my eye.
If not, be killed.
Oh, this lady. Oh, she created her own lane, and she's old, and I feel sad.
She's, you know what? She's the most successful person in Hollywood because
she probably
of that
is.
Can-do spirit.
She lives at the top of a tower gable.
Oh, my God. This is my favorite. So we were, long ago, for My Favorite Murder, we had to do a Halloween show.
Uh-huh.
And so in the Baskets writer's room where I worked for last season, somebody said, oh, what about that story about that death in the Hollywood Towers? And I was like, what? And Hollywood Towers is a very famous apartment building here in L.A.
Right.
We just drove by it.
We did just drive by it.
Yeah, it's back there. Now we're by the Celebrity Center, so scary.
Yeah, it is scary.
Isn't it? Smoking.
That's the most sinister building ever. Of course they abuse you mentally.
Yeah. It's the architecture.
It is the Frankenstein's house.
It's Frankenstein.
I never noticed how scary it was. Sorry.
No. So somebody said, did you ever hear about those deaths in the Hollywood Tower? And I was like, no, please tell me everything. And they were like, yeah, apparently the elevator, there's a bunch of people in the elevator and it got struck by lightning and dropped. And I was like, this is incredible. And then the next day at work, they go, I'm sorry, that's the story to Tower of Terror at California
yes,
Adventure.
I was going to say, I've been on that ride.
They told me the plot of a ride.
Oh, that's great.
That they thought, they were like, I just remembered it as a true crime story. I'm so sorry.
It's so what, was there ever a haunting at the Hollywood
nope.
Towers?
Nope.
Oh, that's so funny.
They entirely remembered a ride at Disneyland and, as being a true crime story.
And in real life, they just, there was black mold or something they had to tear it down.
Yes. That just kind of quietly killed people. They can't really trace it back.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny. As I was so excited to say that's also what happens on the ride, and what a weird...
nope,
people
total.
Have to write those rides. I knew a guy, Jerry right. Reese.
Who used to write rides?
He wrote The Brave Little Toaster, and he designed concepts for Disney rides.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was like one of his jobs. He was a nice... He's still a nice man, but I haven't seen him for a while.
Well, if you haven't seen him, he's probably an asshole now.
Yeah, everyone changes. Probably doesn't even have a ponytail anymore.
What a prick. What a sellout.
No, he wanted to write. He liked Howard Kramer and I, and he wanted to do an animated thing when I worked for Fuel TV.
Oh, nice.
And he made, like, a concept of animation where it was like on a live action wall, like the graffiti came to life at night, and he and I were both artists that worked in a bar.
Yeah.
And then it was pitched to like Comedy Central, and they said, we love it, we're doing it, but we don't have any money to pay the artist guy. And I'm like,
of course not.
Well, why? No, it's his whole idea.
Yeah, and you're Comedy Central, you have lots of money.
No, we didn't end up doing it. They would not budge.
Well, they're good people over there. What's important.
It's a long... I don't even know. These people don't even work there anymore. It was back when it was Adam Films. Don't get me started
at ATOM when it had little Jimmy the Pimp, which was used to infuriate me so much.
Jimmy the Pimp?
Remember that? It was like a child pimp cartoon that, like... white boys thought was the funniest thing of all time.
Oh, God, this white boy comedy, when's it gonna stop?
Never!
Being enjoyable to me.
Being my favorite kind of comedy.
See, that's that kind of timing. That's why I get these.
It is amazing.
We talked about it earlier, but I've been acting, you know.
Yeah, that's right.
I have an
right.
audition today, actually.
For what?
That's some kind of cat food. Well, I ruined the line already. I don't know if it's for cat food, but...
Do you say the line with a mouthful of cat food?
I did a spit take, except the gross kind that's actually spit.
Yes.
It wasn't my coffee. I just spit on your car.
A whole mouthful of spit is the ultimate compliment.
And it sells products. That's what I'm going to do, no matter what it is. No, it's for Wells Fargo.
Nice.
But I don't know what I have to do. But I'm telling you, I grew this mustache, and all of a sudden, it's like, now that guy's a character.
Yeah, people go, oh, I can see it now. Mm-hmm. I can see what he's all about.
Yeah. And during the day, I don't like walking around with it. So I wear a ski mask.
You really have to stay away from children now.
Yeah. No, it's true.
Yeah.
I can tell that people think I'm a little weird. Well, that's a pretty building.
I know. Isn't that cool?
Is that where Matt lives now?
I don't know. I don't think so because I'm driving past it.
We're picking up Matt Ingebretson, and I'm going to go ahead and say it.
Do it. Reveal it.
And I mean, it doesn't have to be a grand reveal. It can be a gradual reveal.
It can be a depressing reveal.
He has a show on Comedy Central called Corporate. It's very funny. He's very funny. He's very tall.
He's very tall, and he loves to commandeer this show, which we love.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We might be getting interviewed. If he still has the same style, I don't know. Has his style changed?
He may have changed since Corporate has become such a success.
So Karen's texting him now. I'll try not to interrupt.
Yeah, please be quiet while I text.
This isn't where he lived before, I don't think.
No.
He's moved.
This is the third place he's lived in as many years. I'm sick of this nomadic lifestyle that he's living.
Yeah. Well, it is nicer. If I ever get a show, I'm going to move into a nicer neighborhood too, I guess. That's just how things go.
Yeah, let's make a plan that you move out of... your shit neighborhood when you hit it.
Marina Del Rey is very nice. It's just where most people go to retire. I don't wake up with that get up get up and go pep that I would here in this neighborhood.
That's right, with all the young hip people.
Yeah, these people are moving and shaking.
All right, so the text has been sent, and now it's just a waiting game.
It's just a matter of the retrieval and reading of it.
And understanding.
Yes, the concept, the
and comprehension.
Then, and then follow through. That's really important that he walk out of the building.
And also maybe me double checking that I did come to the correct place.
Oh, yes.
Let's he just wrote back, coming.
Oh, great. Precious. This is all working out.
So cute. 19. Oh, no. Mm-mm-mm. Sorry, I almost said his address. It's ahead of us a little bit, according to this map.
Oh, that's not him.
That's not him.
It's another young, happening dude.
Oh, I think it's behind us now.
Oh.
I don't get it.
It's okay. He'll find us.
We have
we'll
to
just
turn
put
around
on the hazards.
Good idea.
Yeah. Where are your hazards? You haven't... See, you don't need them.
Ah!
Because this car never breaks down.
That's true. This car rules.
It really does rule the school. When I get make it big with my TV show, I'm going to get a car like this. I'm going to live a street lot like this. I'm not going to wear shirts like the one I'm wearing.
You're going to do everything just like the people around you are doing?
I'm going to change so much.
Good.
I'm going to wear suits. I'm going to have an affected accent. I'm going to visit a country for just a couple weeks and then have that accent forever.
Yes. This is just like me every year, school year, when I would start school and go, this year I'm going to be shy.
Yep.
And it would never work. Now, that's probably the sixth time I've said that on this podcast.
No, no.
Really?
I know that we've talked about how shy people used to exist, and I miss them.
Yes.
Because now it's just a bunch of confident babies. Like they're just born. I can do anything.
Yeah, it's the parenting.
Where's the... Yeah.
They don't really do abuse anymore the way they used to.
What happened to kids who lived in fear and they didn't know what they were scared of? Like me. I think it makes for a nice person. Every day. Oh, a lot of people last time I was talking about how I would hear voices and tunnel vision, and a lot of people have said I had the same thing.
Oh, well, that's
half
amazing.
A dozen, yeah.
Here's Matt.
Oh, Matt Ingebretson coming in. Oh, we put right next to the garbage.
Oh, hi.
Hi, we thought we'd have you enter right by the trash here.
You like garbage, right, Matt?
Yeah, I love garbage.
Do you know Steven, Matt?
You're the Oscar.
Yeah, how's it going, man? Good to see you.
The please Oscar of comedy.
Please don't fight, guys. Seriously.
What the fuck is Steven doing here?
You guys know each other and get along, right?
Whoops. Matt, do you want a black coffee?
Because you have one.
Yes, I do.
Come on.
Look at that.
Come on. We did right by you this time.
Karen's real good at gifts.
I knew just what to get you.
Yeah. Are we recording?
Yeah, we are. Yeah, yeah.
Can't you tell by how fake we're acting?
Yeah.
Is this? Yeah, why are you guys acting like this?
Hi, Matt.
I can't stop smiling.
Steven's touching me.
Yep, there we go.
Touch me and I scream.
Touch me.
Do we have the lav mics? Oh, yes, of course. I almost
didn't
dropped
think I'd
that.
Be holding a coffee the whole time, but it works out perfectly.
This is a beautiful neighborhood, and I'm going to show you where I used to live.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Really? You left this neighborhood? Oh,
I was in this neighborhood. We lived in this house right here when I was on speed in the 90s. And we had parties that were so loud and insane that the people who lived in this house here moved away.
I was on speed in the 90s.
Wait, which house?
We lived at that one right there.
Okay.
And
that's
it was
very cute.
A disaster area.
Who did you live there with?
My friend Dave Messmer and my other friend Maleva Barbula. And we just drank.
Maleva Barbula?
This was when I decided I was going to take speed so I can be thin enough to audition for TV shows. But then I drank my weight in beer every night. So it was just a kind of counteractive. It didn't totally work.
Oh.
And I never slept. And I would get up in the morning and just start fucking. I started smoking and rolling calls, making plans of like, we're all meeting for lunch at this place. We're all doing this show tonight. And then we're going to meet at this bar. And that's all I did. I was like,
wow, like a personal assistant for your party friends.
Yes.
I'm so glad I know you at this point in your life.
I yell slightly less than I used to, but only a little bit. It was nuts.
What have you guys been talking about since you got in the car?
Chris auditions that Chris has been on.
Chris?
Tell Matt about it. Just retell the same story. But now for Matt.
I've been, I think I need to take an acting class because there isn't, I don't know how I've done.
Yeah.
Until months later when you get to see it and then it washes over me that I'm not terrible. But I feel like I do, I can be terrible, but I don't know, so I need to take an acting class and learn how to do this.
Now, Matt, when you, Matt is one of the stars and creators of the Comedy Central series Corporate.
Hey.
Hit series, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Hit series.
Now, smash hit.
Did that happen to you when you started on Corporate? Like, did you ever have that performance anxiety of, I don't know what I'm doing?
Yeah.
No, I have the blind confidence of a tall white man.
okay.
So, no, it definitely did. Especially when we made the pilot, Jake and I were both like, well, we're frauds, so we need to really work hard at this until we get it right. So, I don't know. I think stand-up helps a lot, though, I think,
sure.
With your confidence, but...
But it's not so much the confidence that I'm worried about. I really think there are technique-y things to this that is the reason people go to schools like, well, Steppenwolf and Juilliard or whatever. Like, it's not just about being confident.
No.
I know that I don't know what I'm doing. Did you take classes?
No. The best piece of advice I ever got from Adam Lustig, who's also on the show.
And a great actor.
Incredible actor.
And nice.
Is that...
So nice.
He went to NYU, TIS school, whatever it is, like dramatic school. And he said the only thing he learned was that the only thing to be good at acting is to, like, not be self-conscious while on camera.
Yeah.
If you can, like, remove all of that, you're doing A-plus work.
Yeah.
He said he just learned breathing exercises and they did yoga and acting classes, so I don't think you learned anything.
See, I took acting classes and I was a theater major, but I never connected the fact that the reason we were doing these incredibly irritating exercises was to relax me for performance. I was always just like, oh, right. Here's this stupid shit where we have to pretend we're walking through honey, and it would make me so mad,
yeah.
And I wouldn't kind of pay attention, and then when we would go to perform, I'd be like, I have to get through this, and
I am on speed walking through honey.
Yeah, just saying it out loud.
It was harder for me than other people because I was on speed walking through honey.
Yeah, why am I? Yeah, I feel like quicksand is always some sort of a exercise, pretending you're in quicksand. Or maybe that's just a game I used to play.
A note for the listeners, Karen just honked at someone taking a left turn, and she was justified in doing so, but it was aggressive.
Now,
it
was because they were waiting for a person who was running the light. So I think I actually was in the wrong.
Okay, addendum, Karen was in the wrong and deserves no pity. Beware of Karen.
Just light me up, I deserve it, online.
Well, the thing that happened the other day was I started to get nervous. I'm like, they all think I'm a fraud. And I started sweating, and then it totally helped because the scene was me breaking up with someone, and that is also when you get nervous and would start sweating.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, oh, this is working out perfect. My self-awareness just bailed me out.
You just need to play parts where the person is nervous and sweaty.
Yes. If I could just corner that market.
The dumbest audition I ever did was for a Taco Bell commercial, and the premise of it was that you were like, you had to make a tiny taco. So during the audition, I had to mime.
I did that.
You did?
I did that audition.
You had to mime.
Matt got it.
Yeah, no, I did not. Mime creating a tiny taco, and just halfway through creating it, I just looked up and was like, I'm sorry, I can't do this.
Yes. That happened all the time where I would go in and it would be like a commercial for like a bank, and they'd be like, so basically there's a line here and you're just gonna go down and like rip the people as they're standing in line. So just picture the people. There's no line of people. So you just had to improvise insulting people who weren't there. And I was like, okay, sounds good. And then I went to the beginning. So you had to do that and then start the copy.
Mm-hmm.
And so I started and I was like, nice shirt. TD Ameritrade or whatever the thing was, and went straight to the copy because I was like, what are you talking about?
Right.
How are you? So I used my imagination to improvise a bunch of insults that can't be funny because you can't see what I'm imagining.
You can't see that the invisible person does not indeed have a nice shirt.
It's a stupid shirt. That's what's funny.
You're picturing that they have a beautiful shirt on, and so the comedy won't ever land. I hate auditioning so much.
Wait, so then what? I forget. Because I vividly remember. It was like 2 years ago. What happens to the tiny taco, though? I feel like...
I don't...
Does
it
have anything to do with a mouse?
Oh, maybe.
Is there a mouse eating it?
Were they serving mice at Taco Bell?
Because I will. You guys all know in this car that I do like miniatures, like Dollhouse or otherwise, but
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I certainly didn't know that.
When I was a kid, I wanted a Dollhouse.
What?
I really wanted a Dollhouse just for the tiny... toasters and little chairs mm-hmm. and I like miniature stuff.
I mean, now that you're saying this does make sense based on what I know about you, but I did not know this.
Yeah,
it is a cool art, and I follow on Instagram a lot of mini, there's guys that make just the frontage of a subway, entrance and buildings. And so I think my dad was scared that I wanted to start playing with dolls.
It is scary.
And yeah, God forbid. That was a big fear in the 80s that your son would just be like...
You better buy him a gun.
Yeah, yeah.
They called it doll panic. The doll panic of the 80s.
So he had me doing push-ups. But we made a old Wild West store facade, and that had miniatures, and it really fulfilled that desire. We never finished
and
it.
And yet, but while at the same time being insanely manly.
Right, yeah. He had me smoking cigars.
Oh, yeah.
Now, Matt, yes. What's a thing we don't know about you, miniature style?
Yeah, that you're into that other people don't know.
Yeah.
But it has to be miniature?
No.
It's just that style.
Oh, this is so hard.
It's a secret.
What don't we know about you? It's a secret, but it's very light secret, like the miniatures. We don't want to get into your bullshit.
Yeah, you don't need to bring your bullshit to the table.
I was going to bring my bullshit, so I'm glad you said something.
Okay.
I did just read, this might not count, be exactly what you're talking about, but I did just read the book Dune. You guys ever heard
yes,
of the book
sure,
Dune?
Sure.
I've had mixed feelings about it, and I don't really know why I read it. I felt like a book I should read, or it seemed like I don't really get nerd culture, I guess, or kind of sci-fi obsession.
Sure.
But I was like, maybe if I read this, it will it will help me.
And did the spice help you?
You know about the spice.
Sure.
Okay, yeah. No, it did not help me. But I did it. I enjoyed it well enough. But I was like, I don't know why people are talking about this book so much. It's just like different Star Wars.
It was a storyline in togetherness. They were going to do a Dune musical for kids, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's something to do. And I sort of wanted to read it after that, too, because there are a lot of people that...
What's togetherness?
That show that was great. On HBO.
Oh, the Duplass Brothers show.
Yeah, it's a lot of the same people that are making that single parents show.
It's just, you were making a reference as if you were saying, it's a very well-known thing. And when that happens and I don't know the thing, I get really upset.
No, it's okay. And I tend to just make references to things that are specific and just assume that everyone knows what they are. So, boy.
What a combination.
We shouldn't be in a room together.
Get out.
I'm diving into traffic now. Yeah, dude. Is it a big book? I'm impressed.
Oh, it's a big book. Big boy book.
It's a big
tiny big boy letter? Book for big boys and girls.
Are you a big proud boy?
But mostly boys.
Yeah, seriously, mostly boys. Yeah, they don't treat women great in the book.
Girls actually hate books like that.
Yeah.
Does the book have worms go in someone's nose?
No, there are worms, but they're too big to fit in a nose.
Okay.
They're like Tremors worms.
Yes, okay. That's right.
The Kevin Bacon
film. Wait, Karen, why do you know about this stuff? Did you see the movie?
Well, I'm one of those girls that knows boy things.
Oh.
Karen
also
just...
Also known as a comedian. Cool. You have to know it to survive.
A woman who focuses on boy things is called a comedian.
This is just one of the many books you read on speed in the 90s. You were
good,
flying.
Got it. Worm, spice. I got everything. Good. Moving on. You know, actually, there's a... So that director... I watched this documentary one day by accident. This can be my piece of trivia. It's not that good, but it's Jodorowsky.
Jodorowsky?
Yeah.
Okay, I haven't seen that, but it's on my list.
It's so good. So yes. He wanted to direct Dune.
Yes.
And it's all about the work he put into the basically what he was going to do to be the director of Dune.
Yes.
And he had H.R. Geiger. Is that his name?
Sure.
H.G. Geiger?
Yeah, he does very technical airbrush. He designed Alien.
He's the alien guy, and mm-hmm. he's an amazing art director. Would that be what he is?
Yes.
So that guy had he had a whole book that was going to be the Dune movie, and just all the studios were like, we just don't.
This looks crazy.
We can't, we don't believe in it. And then like a year later, they did Star Wars. So it was like, he's always been this visionary. But in that documentary, there's a thing he goes into talking about how fucked Hollywood is for art. True artists get fucked in Hollywood.
Yes.
And it is the speech. While I was watching the documentary, I started taking pictures of the screen grabs of things he was saying and posting them on Twitter like a lunatic, because it was all this like, this money, this dirty money that, and whatever. I was like, oh my God, this is it. This is why nothing good exists in entertainment.
Have you ever seen the documentary Burden of Dreams about Werner Herzog?
No.
His attempt to, a movie that I think eventually came out, but it was a movie that was shot in a jungle in South America where people died in the production.
Yes.
What? When he really?
It was Fitzcarraldo,
yes,
right?
Yes, that's right. Uh-huh.
Yep.
Which is insane, because once you've made anything, you're like, if somebody died while we made a fucking movie or TV show, we should all go to hell and stop making
the insanity of that movie Roar. That it's, I don't think the original movie.
I have that one, yeah.
Yeah, it's insanity. Have you seen that? This movie with all these wild tigers in it and people on camera getting attacked by tigers.
Is that Melanie Griffith?
Yes.
Yes.
That Melanie Griffith's in it?
Yes, because they're her mom's tigers, right?
Yes.
It's that thing, because we watched a trailer for it. We went down a rabbit hole in the baskets room one day about how Tippi Hedren, right?
Yes.
It's her mom.
Mm-hmm.
And they kept lions at their fucking house in like Sherman Oaks.
Yes.
And they had a bunch, and there was one picture where a lion just has, Melanie Griffith, I think, is in the pool, and she just, the lion has its whole mouth around her head.
Yes.
Oh my God, I've seen that picture.
Yeah, I saw that movie in a theater, like a packed theater, and it was one of the craziest experiences I've ever had, because people are freaky. It's so scary what you're watching.
So Tippi Hedren is a decent actor if she had to pretend then to be scared of birds. I live with lions.
Voluntarily.
Yeah, they are my lions. Birds.
Oh no, birds are flying at me.
Oh no, you mean they're going to peck me with their little beak? I've had my head in a lion's mouth. And she's just holding a whip, standing on a stool.
I do it all.
Birds are scary, though. I was just at the... I was in Hawaii, guys, by the way.
Oh, wow.
What island?
Kauai.
The best.
I always ask that, and then I don't know anything about the islands.
Kauai is where I went for this past 4th of July.
It's
my favorite.
Incredible.
Yeah.
When someone says the big one, what do they mean, Maui?
They mean Hawaii.
Hawaii itself.
Oh, where Honolulu, why don't they just say Hawaii? It's less words than the big
atomic
island.
Bomb. Yeah.
They're trying to make you feel bad because you don't have as much money.
I knew it. Thank you for saying that. Every time someone, even right now, Matt's trying to make me feel bad.
Yeah, the big island is extra expensive.
What did you do there?
It's hard to get a hotel there.
Almost nothing. Mm-hmm. Truly almost nothing.
Yeah.
There's very little to do other than just like eat and drink and lie on the beach.
Sure.
Did you go to that bar where they have pizza and serve the strongest Mai Tais?
Yes,
right.
I did.
There?
Shakey's?
Yeah, that's right. They got a Shakey's.
Chris, just for the people at home, Chris did a comedy sip. After he said Shakey's, he leaned over to his drink.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't bring the drink to his mouth and then sipped like that was the best joke.
I learned it on. No, it's just people are laughing. I can have some of my alcohol.
And that bar was used in the movie The Descendants.
Yes.
And they had the movie The Descendants at the Airbnb I was staying at, and we watched it. And it felt like a really lame thing to do in Hawaii.
Yeah, yeah.
When my sister, so we have family friends that have a house in Kauai that they rent, but then everybody also goes to a lot.
Yeah.
So then do it, friend.
Do it. Make decisions.
Oh, I see. He was helping his other friend.
It happened again. We were getting mad at someone being courteous.
That's right.
God.
Uh-huh. Motherfucker.
You should have run it.
That guy is
he's
an asshole, and he's been an asshole the whole time.
Well, I wish we need to have cameras.
Yeah, this should be
everyone's
a film.
Everyone's lost.
We're just driving down Western. It shouldn't be that big of a deal.
Yeah,
but that guy's been mad at me for not running about four different lights the entire time, and it looked a lot like Jake Fogelnest. I might confront him on Twitter later.
Yeah, that's how you should confront him.
What is the name of that bar again? Can you remember?
Tahini
Nui?
Nui?
Yes.
Yeah, something like that.
So my sister and Adrian and all of their friends that were there for, it was somebody's birthday and everybody was there. Mm-hmm. It was like 2 months ago. So they went to that bar and they would go to that bar like every day or every night.
Yes.
Depending, because it's kind of the only game in town, yes, essentially. Unless you want to go to Happy Talk, which is also awesome. Did you go to that one?
No. Happy Talk.
It's the bar in the hotel that's right there on the...
Oh.
Uh-oh.
What?
Are you ready to joust an ambulance?
Ambulance.
Yes. Look at this.
Oh.
He just pulled right over.
I guess, wow. Yeah. They're just getting some coffee. Sometimes that bothers me when I'm not, of course, you know.
Ambulances bother
no,
you?
No, firemen are, that's a fire truck. It's red. They're heroes, but a lot of times.
But they bother me.
No, they're heroes who bother
me. They're like their attitude.
It's like, I get it, I can hear you. A lot of times, and in that case, I think there was a first response reason, but sometimes the sirens go off and they're just picking up some lunch.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Oh, they take advantage. My dad actually came down the first time I hosted the showcase night at the Improv in San Francisco.
Uh-huh.
My dad was a fireman in Chinatown at Station 2. Uh-huh. And so they came down and pretended they were there to check the fire safety. And then they all just stood in the back of the room and watched me host.
That's so sweet.
That's great.
All in full uniform with the truck double parked out front.
That's just a story about you having a good dad.
Right?
How'd you do?
Yeah, how'd you eat it?
I killed every time. I've always killed.
Yeah. She did.
You're
she
the
killed
comedian.
So. She killed so hard. They were glad the firemen were there to do for CPR.
Your tagline should be Karen, the perfect comedian.
Rarely doesn't kill. And then it turns out I don't know what kill means. The last time they were in at Kauai, they went to Tahiti Nui. And there was this guy that came and sat at their table, he looked like a classic Hawaiian. Like, mm-hmm. He was really big with a big gut and long, curly gray hair.
Yes.
And he was partying with them and he was buying them Mai Tais, mm-hmm. and everyone was having a great time. And at one point he told either my sister or her friend Adrian, he was the king of the island. And they're like, sounds great. And he's like, we're just like, okay, buddy, I'll buy you a beer, yeah. Whatever. It turned out he was the king of the island.
What? Like,
they looked it up on Facebook, and he's the king of Kauai.
In conjunction with the government?
Yeah, he's the official, like, he is the, you know, 30th, you know, in the line to the throne or whatever. He was the king. And he actually had a, like, sidekick guy with him that was, like, taking care of business. And, like, at one point he asked one of them to dance, and then the sidekick is like, yeah, go dance with the king. And they're like, I better go dance with the king.
Yeah, wow.
Isn't that the best?
I wonder what duties he has as a king.
Well, he has to party.
Yeah, he has to wear a Hawaiian shirt.
What's funny about Hawaii is I had gone once before, but just for a couple days. And but going this time again, it just reminded me, it's exactly what you think it is.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. everything they've said and like, the music. Like, we got off the plane and we're literally hearing the ukulele version of Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
a little bit like, maybe change it up a little bit sometimes, Hawaii.
No. Wait, there just needs to be more songs recorded by that guy.
Yes.
Because he only did the one.
Yeah. I can't remember. That is a specific, that's a hit song, that cover.
Yes. Yeah.
That was big for Hawaiian ukulele music.
Uh-huh. It's nice.
I can't remember his name. My dad would know.
Chris, do you play an instrument?
I played trombone for a while, and I picked up a rusty one the other day, and I just couldn't even make it blow. I don't know how to
Are you telling a sex joke?
Yeah, that's the most complicated, terrible sex joke you've ever told.
I picked one up, and I couldn't even make it make a sound.
You weren't joking?
There's like, I played it for 4 years, and the other day I blew on it and just went, like it wouldn't even... I didn't know how to do it anymore.
This is a true story.
What a waste of time that was. Yeah, my trombone years were real.
I mean, just the word trombone sounds insane.
And this one was indeed rusty. I knew when I said it was kind of a sex joke, but it was a rusty old trombone.
It was just that your luck that you found a rusty one.
Yeah, my friend Sanchez, he needed a bath. He's dirty. He handed me this rusty trombone. Are you enjoying any of this, Matt?
I'm loving every moment of it.
I wasn't sure if you were even smiling.
That is what's funny about this podcast is we can't look at each other, Chris.
Right.
It's why I like it.
I'm not even looking at the back of your head. I'm looking at a headrest. I can't see any part of you.
What if I put little googly eyes, like the kind they used to deface statues? That would be nice. My head. Yeah?
Karen, do you play guitar much, or are you still playing? Do you pick it up?
I haven't played in a while. So every once in a while I will, but it doesn't ever sound good to me. And I think I did it when I was a guitar comic. I had such shame about it that I think I ruined it a little bit for myself. Like, I did it for too long past the time I wanted to do it.
I see.
Because I was too lazy to actually write an act. And so then I just turned it on myself.
That is an unfair way to categorize what you do, because what you did is incredibly funny and so good. You're writing it off.
I'm calling bullshit. Also, you're good. Yeah, and you're good at guitar, and you got to start a rock band and let me at least
play rusty trombone.
I swear I'll practice.
Matt, do you play an instrument?
No, I played drums and percussion growing up, but I kind of let it slide. Music is fucking hard. You got to do it every day, or it falls away very quickly.
Sure. Yeah. That's everything almost.
But also, if you're in a band, you have to be writing songs that justify you doing it every day. So, like, for me, like, I have friends that are in a band that's my favorite band, and it's the best. And, like, it makes sense to me that they have this kind of very, it's almost like all their life makes perfect sense.
The Rolling Stones.
Yes. Mick and Jerry and Dan. But like, that makes sense. But then there's those people, you know, that, like, you go to see them because they invite you.
Yes.
And their music sucks, their lyrics suck, and you wish you didn't go.
Yes.
And, like, they're practicing just as hard as the people who are good at it.
Right.
I know.
That's what makes me sad about music.
I stopped practicing, so now I'm just left with my angelic voice. My perfect singing voice.
You're the perfect singer trademark. Like, I am the perfect comedian.
Yeah, no matter how much you practice, at some point talent has to be part of the thing, right?
Yeah.
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 Well, you got the goods, Karen. You got to start that band.
Okay.
You could be like the Sundays with
could you imagine?
With an edge.
Matt, if you would please pick up those drumsticks again, you could be the drummer.
Okay,
of
fine.
This band.
Wait, you're giving Matt a role. I'm the one that wants to start the band.
Okay, rusty trombone. You can have your dumb sex joke.
Yes. Chris comes out and tells a sex joke during the act.
Mid-song.
Same joke every time.
and then I come out, the music abruptly stops, and I do some dumb aristocrats act.
The great thing about Chris, though, is that even if it's the same joke every time, he'll tell it slightly differently.
Yeah,
He'll stumble through it in a slightly different, funny way.
Thank you.
Absolutely talking off the top of his head. There's no way he isn't.
All I need is slight variation to enjoy comedy.
Yes.
Otherwise, you're just repeating yourself.
Don't we all?
I did a little holiday shopping this morning.
Oh, did you?
Mm-hmm.
Online?
I bought an expensive mug for a family member. you guys done any shopping in Los Feliz lately?
No.
Los Feliz, for the listeners, is a hip part of Los Angeles.
And it's pronounced Los Feliz.
I know. What did I just say?
Los Feliz.
Damn it. I know, but that's...
You didn't just move here, or I would have let it go.
But it is. That's how you correctly pronounce it in Spanish.
But not in L.A.
No, yeah, but you have to...
I will... when I moved to Austin, and everyone... I called it Guadalupe Street, and everyone said, oh, no, it's Guadalupe. And I'm like, you know what? No. It's a Spanish word. I'm going to say Guadalupe. Then you're on the bus, and they announce every stop in English, and then afterwards they announce it in Spanish. And they said, you know, the next street is Guadalupe, with like a Texas accent. And then they repeated in Spanish, you know, La Calle Esta Guadalupe. They mispronounced the Spanish word in Spanish.
Yeah.
That's
which
insulting.
Is just a Texas, you know, fucking...
Look, if
remember
you,
the Alamo?
Yeah, because if you win that fucking war...
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. You win the war, you get to change all the pronunciations.
Yeah, that's fucking right.
Then they just trap people and burn down a building. Like, that's not winning a war. Don't get me started
Chris.
On battle techniques.
Don't you dare besmirch the War of Texas or whatever that
Sorry.
Was.
Call me Ozzy Osbourne because I'm pissing on the Alamo.
The Great War of Texas.
But anyway, there's about a dozen shops in Los Feliz that just... Damn it, I did it again. Los Feliz.
No, that was better.
Los
Feliz.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
That sell only $70 mugs,
yeah.
$3,000 blankets, and $500 pillows.
Now, do you think those... Do you think it's a drug front? Do you think it's a Trustafarian... Oh, I mean, a trust fund child. Like, how do you explain those stores?
I think you have to be rich to start one.
Right.
I will say, let's be empathetic here. Okay, my guess is, let's just try to be a good person, okay? Just
Why can't we?
Why can't we be good people? I would imagine, because most of the stuff in there is... like handmade by single, like it's not like
single a large mothers. Thing.
Yeah, so in order to sustain their business, you gotta pay $70 for their fucking
right.
pretty, their soap, the mugs are very pretty, I will
yeah.
give them
sure.
that.
And this is a standard mug, it's just a, it's not, doesn't have a top on it, you're
no
not
top.
Talking like a thermos
it's
type.
Just, it's a mug that'll make you feel better than your neighbor.
Gotcha, that's yeah. all I want out of a mug.
Yeah, it's mug superiority. It's yeah. very common these days.
Yes.
Do you have any prestige mugs here at the
Believe
Los
me,
Feliz Navidad store?
They do.
And they will. Uh-huh. My niece, and I'm sorry because I did tweet this, but mm-hmm. my niece wants an ice skating. She's big into ice skating and takes lessons, and she's really good at it. Mm-hmm. So my sister said Nora wants an ice skating necklace. So I look up ice skating necklace on Amazon, mm-hmm. and there's all kinds of, like, a single ice skate on a pendant. There's mm-hmm. full girls ice skating that you could get that my sister said she thinks that's what she wants, and it looks super trashy and
okay.
very large. But then at the bottom of the page, the sponsored ad for a necklace was a pendant of the guy from Saw, the mask from Saw.
Oh, weird.
So it's ice skating, little girl stuff, and then at the bottom was this big, huge, the like, shall we play a game guy with the creepy cheeks, and the it was fucking
Who
hilarious.
Who was that
for? Yeah, I don't know, especially on the ice skating page.
Was it categorically there for, because of some, did that guy skate when he wasn't haunting people or something?
I don't know the Saw series.
Yeah. I don't know that his you know,
it's
what
explained
that guy
in
did.
The upcoming Saw movie
yeah, yeah.
that he was a former you pro guys, ice skater.
Yeah, yeah.
He was a nice badly. Dancer who had his feelings hurt.
Yeah, yeah, and he'd paint a red swirl on his cheek.
Yeah.
That's all I know about the Saw monster.
I've never seen Saw.
I've never seen one of them.
There's one, Carrie Always, who I like. How is that how you say his name? The
yeah.
guy that played...
No, it's Los Feliz.
Los Feliz, the guy that was in Princess Bride.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's so good in that, and then he was in this Saw movie, and he was not good at acting. What if he listens to the podcast? I'm going to feel so bad.
He absolutely could, and mm-hmm. he is a good
Sorry.
Actor.
He
but
is
I
good.
Think he probably was like, this sucks, and who cares?
Well, he did that for yeah. Liar Liar, too. Anyway.
No,
oh,
you
he
know,
plays the dad?
Yeah, the new boyfriend. Yeah.
I think when he has an American accent, he seems less appealing
mm. oh, okay.
than when he's British, because he's British.
Oh, man, he's great. I'll just reiterate, he was great in Princess Bride.
It's too late, Chris.
Yeah,
we all know your
really
real
hurt.
Feelings.
He hurt him.
I already said that I feel like I do good sometimes and bad sometimes. He needs to know
we're
that
the same.
I'm the same as Carrie Always.
We're human beings, Carrie. Accept it.
You stunk it up in Liar Liar.
Why didn't it was like he was too campy for you? What was the problem in Liar Liar?
Oh, yeah. It was just, campy, or just bad at acting. I don't know.
Yeah.
And it was not a convincing...
I know what you're talking about, but love his acting and would never say anything bad about him.
I know that he's a fan. My back is sweating because I think he's listening. Guys, don't get in my head.
Listen, Carrie, Chris is a nice guy. And you gotta let this one go.
You guys really think he's listening?
Oh, nice. He is listening, isn't he? You can feel it.
I turn and he's in the back of the car. Sad. No one likes me anymore. Oh, you can't always be.
What's the last movie that you saw in the theater, Matt?
Yeah.
The Favorite.
Oh.
And I loved it.
It's good, right?
I thought it was so good. Yeah.
I can't wait to see it.
It's so fun. You're going to fucking love it. It's just all like smart, fucked up dialogue and terrible things happen. It's great.
Yes.
But okay. It's pure fun. Yeah.
I did love The Lobster so much.
The Lobster is great, too.
Except for that ending was dark.
Oh, yeah, it's dark. It's less, because it's Yorgos Lanthimos, that director, but he didn't write it. So it's a little more of like, because his movies are like psychotic and wild, and this is a little more straightforward, but in a good way, I think.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I picked the street that has all the stopped garbage trucks on it.
Yeah. Oh, it's fun, because then, this guy doesn't care. He's like, come on, come on, I'm a smooth-faced asshole. I'll look him right in the eye.
He doesn't give a shit.
Yeah, I didn't like that guy at all.
That was a lot like the guy that was behind me for several blocks. Mm. There's a lot of tension in this town, especially around the holidays.
Ooh, when's the last time you saw a car with a boot on it?
Oh, did that have a boot?
Wow. Yeah.
I used to get the boot a lot in the 90s, you know, when I was on speed.
The holidays are so funny. Like, especially the airport. I flew home for Thanksgiving, and you never see, and I flew home on Thanksgiving Day, such a combination of the most angry people at the airport,
right,
and next to them, like, very happy people who are, like, very blissed out, happy to go home, and then some people who are furious at what's happening.
It's the only difference is full or empty stomachs.
I'm
hungry.
I almost got into a fight at the airport going home.
What the fuck?
Well,
wait, can I just ask?
Yes.
Did you fly at night, like, you had dinner, and then you were like, I have to go back?
I flew in the morning.
So you did pre-Thanksgiving and then came home.
Well, so my little sister's a nurse, and so she worked Thanksgiving, so we did Thanksgiving the next day.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yes.
Oh, got it. You were on your way out.
Yes.
Got it.
I was on my way to Houston.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway. Let's back up. I want to explain that a little bit.
Are you going to talk about the fight?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Good.
Okay, so I was going through the TSA, and I got through. And before I was putting my stuff on the, like, conveyor belt to the, or whatever, the security thing, this guy cut in front of me.
Oh.
And I usually let that go, but I've let it go a few times recently, and I then just am angry the whole time.
Yeah.
Just in a subtle way, like, pissed off.
For
weeks. And so he cut in front of me, and right away I just said, hey, you cut in front of me. And he turned around and was just, like, red-faced, like, felt like New Jersey somehow to me.
Oh, yeah.
Big guy. And was like, he was like, you're taking up too much time. And he was like, you want to get in front of me? Get in front of me. And so I was like, okay. So I got in front of him.
Yeah, good. That is right. You did the right thing.
Yeah,
I'm on your side.
Just right behind my head, like I'm doing to you. He was like, while I was going through, he's like, you little fucking son of a bitch. You want to take this outside? We'll take it outside.
Oh, like, you're kidding me.
No. What? Yeah.
Oh, man.
I guess I should have alerted the TSA, but I just stood there and kind of took it, and then we got through, and I was like, have a nice day.
I would have.
That's awesome.
It's like, so you want to not go through security, go outside, feed each other the boots for a little bit?
Yeah, go outside at the airport.
I did tweet this, and somebody was like, you should have said, yeah, let's go outside, and then let him leave the line.
Yeah. Oh, God, that would have been great.
I know.
But I think that people...
I'll meet you out there.
I think people, obviously, everyone's insane these days and enraged all the time.
Yes.
But I also think that people have so much anxiety about flying and don't know where to put it.
Yes.
That they get drunk or take pills. They get yes, like crazy to relieve their anxiety, and then they're like irresponsible with their behavior.
This guy felt like he was on speed, Karen Kilgariff style.
Yeah.
Was he trying to make plans with you for lunch, dinner, and the show that you're going
to
do that
party
night
with me?
He's on edge. He was trying to organize a party.
Even though I did call him out for cutting in front of me, I didn't like make a big deal out of it after that, because I was like, this guy must be going through hell.
Yes.
Like, why would he behave this way if his life wasn't a total nightmare?
Yes.
Totally, yeah.
And he knew he was wrong to cut in front of you. That's why he was being so defensive.
Yes.
Which is like, then he's just caught.
Yes.
Yeah.
Did you say he was big?
Big. Like broad-chested. Like strong.
Yeah,
he could have, he would have beat me up.
Right.
Bad.
If you would just step outside.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's also guys that are like that, and it's always worked for them since he maybe just wanted to fight also. There's also just sinister people like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I've been in situations like that. It's like, oh, there is no logic behind this. There is no reasoning with this person.
No.
He gets like a excited in almost a sexual way by punching another man in the face.
And what's interesting is he was in the wrong, yet he was coming at you like you cut him off.
Yes.
That's what's hilarious.
It was crazy.
It's so funny because I've been in that exact situation, Matt, and I was like, what would that mean? We would both leave this and go outside?
And then come check back in?
Yeah, think about that. Yeah. You want to miss your flights for this? And then he was like, humph, humph. Yeah. But he was dad age.
I wish he could have at least just admitted, like, this is sexual for me. Fighting people is sexual for me.
God, you look good in this TSA line. What is it?
Okay, if you need this, I'll do it.
Well, that's a known thing.
I'll do this dance with you.
Yeah. The MMA fighter, Tank Abbott, everyone talks about how he would get erections while he fought people.
Really?
Yeah, and it was intimidating for a lot of fighter. A lot of them would be like kind of homophobic about it, but he would get aroused and he'd have a boner and he'd have you in a leg lock, and it was very obvious because it was, you know, you're pretzeled up, your face is right near it.
I don't understand how, because I was just watching.
Tank Abbott probably listens to the podcast.
Hey, we're just praising him for having a great strategy.
And an awesome boner.
I just watched the Paul Giamatti movie Win-Win, where he plays a high school wrestling coach. Uh-huh. And as I was watching, I'm like, isn't the thing with guys in high school, and I know this because I know boy things, that it's constant worry that you're going to get an erection and you can't do anything about it. And then you become a wrestler? Where, like, obviously, you're highly at risk.
I know.
And in, like, a singlet. It just seems very risky.
I know.
He probably was walking around with a boner half his life, and he's like, how can I use this to my advantage? Yes. Oh, I know. I'll become a fighter.
Yeah, because it's at the bank, it's not working.
Right. It's
nothing. Nobody likes this at the bank.
There's very strong letters from Wells Fargo.
It's so quiet there. You could hear that erection coming. Please don't bring it.
It's funny, because the last time I went to a doctor, you're scared because, and not to be gross, but I had to get a camera in mine, and you really are, your body reacts to that, and it wants your penis wants to go away because of it. But
does your penis want?
It wanted to just go away. Just be a turtle and go away.
It's like a penis in junior high. Can I disappear?
Exactly, and also it's hard to get cathetered or get a. I'm sorry that I'm an old man, but it's out of responsibility and it's harder.
That's so what this podcast is about, is educating listeners.
So before the woman came in, I sort of made myself get sort of an erection just because I knew it would make it easier.
Really? Did the doctor request this, or was this a choice made?
And it was a timing thing. I don't want to overdo it and Tank Abbott up this situation. But I do want to make sure it's not the smallest it can be, which is usually where I'm at when I'm walking around or riding a bike, you know, your body.
Now, was that a difficult challenge, being that you're about to have a painful medical procedure?
It was difficult for me to just talk about it.
Just now?
yeah.
But now, is it a fetish thing? You have to have a camera in your penis.
It's getting so expensive. I wish I just liked having sex.
I have to buy that tiny camera have in my bedside table.
And that's why I keep trying to get these commercials, so I can get the insurance, so I can just get off.
We'll get an Indiegogo going for you.
Yes, let's get this GoFundMe so that Chris can get what he needs.
It's going to really have a long, convoluted description, but please, I just need to see a doctor, and it's not for medical reasons.
I'm worried about the prizes that you get with each pledge. What do they call that? The reward. I don't want my reward.
No, thank you.
All unclaimed rewards.
Oh, man. Mm. Well, it's true.
Chris acted in an episode of season 2 of Corporate this year.
And it turned out good, right?
It turned out great.
And he
was panicked day of. Going back to talking about being a fraud.
Yeah, I know. I had to
talk him off a ledge.
Yeah.
I wanted to be good. Did you really?
Yes.
I have a friend who hit a guy here.
Really?
There's so many people.
It was probably
around.
That guy. He just leapt into traffic.
He really did.
When the show comes out January 15th, are they
really
all
good plug?
Can you watch them all?
Not at once.
Okay.
No. Comedy Central's doing this new thing where they don't adapt to the times.
Oh, good.
Right.
Yeah, good. Perfect. Right. It's like a retro station.
Yes, yeah.
Right. Like TV Land.
No, I like when you have to wait.
Yeah, so it'll be out Yeah, January 15th, and your episode, you're in the finale.
Right, ooh, yeah. Congratulations.
Yes.
Can you just tell, can I get an overview of what Chris will be doing?
Yes. Well, if you watch the first season.
Sans spoilers.
Yes.
Right.
I'll spoil something in the first season, which is that you learn that Chris's character, Ted, he admits to having inadvertently helped do 9/11.
Right.
And you don't ever learn what his involvement was.
Right. So this
is the phrase do 9/11.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. I helped do 9/11.
And so that's all you hear from him. He's another little part in that episode as well.
But it's the same character. I'm still Ted.
You're
again.
You're still Ted. Learn more about Ted in this.
Yeah,
he comes
yeah.
back and is up to some new things that he is also not very good at.
Yes. causing more, not as big as 9/11. But,
yes.
I was going to say, he must be pretty good.
Wait, what just happened?
A bird just fucking crop dusted us.
Committed suicide on us. That was insane.
I think that bird just farted on your hood. It was like a teenage boy bird.
Steven, if there was ever a time I wish you were taking Instagram stories,
Steven,
that pigeon attack would definitely be one.
Even if he was poised and ready with a tripod, he would not have captured that quick
yeah,
moment.
Yeah, that would have been tough shooting-wise.
By the way, Steven is cramped back here.
And
if his parents were to see what he's doing, they would be like, what is your life?
Now, they do pay you for this, don't they?
Yes.
Yes. Actually, I should say my phone died, so I'm taking notes on the Starbucks cup.
Oh, wow.
God.
Like prison
That's
style.
Good producing, Steven. That is fucking in the clutch producing. Well done.
Was that episode I did, not to go back to it, was it? Mm-hmm. Was it written by Bridger Weiniger?
No, it was not. It was written by Jessica Gao.
But he did write some, right?
He did. He was a writer, yeah.
I just was on a thing and he had written it and then he brought that up.
And oh, I'm single like, parents, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, uh-huh.
I did a real quick. Don't anyone get excited. My character's name is Man.
Oh, yeah, he told me that.
I wanted to.
Yes.
I'm hoping we can change it to arguing man, but it might just be man.
What about sweating man in the grocery store?
Yeah, very specific.
Yeah.
Man that has riddled with self-doubt man. So it's more about me.
Bridger Weiniger is deeply funny, and we would give him every script we wrote to punch up, and he would add probably 5 to 6 new jokes a script that we would leave in.
He's
a very
so good.
High caliber writer.
Yeah. And what I was talking about earlier, he's one of the, there was a window of time where career like Rob Delaney from Twitter, these mm-hmm. people were getting plucked out. I don't think it happens anymore, right? Mm-hmm. But Bridger was like noticed on Twitter.
Yes.
How I remember.
Very cool. No, he's the funniest. He also, I don't know how much of this type of thing I'm allowed to say, Steven. Prepare to make a note on your cup that we might have to cut this.
Yes.
But Bridger is going to have a podcast coming out on our new podcast
I'm
network.
I'm very oh, excited cool. about that.
I am too.
Yes.
It's such a funny idea. And when he told me the title, and I won't say it, it'll be a big teaser for later, but mm-hmm. it made me laugh. It's so him, and
yes.
it made me laugh so hard, and I immediately had 15 ideas.
Yes.
Like, it's just so good.
Oh, I wish you can tell us after.
Yes.
I'm mm-hmm. I'm hanging a cliff on the edge.
You're on a cliff.
I'm on a cliff.
One finger.
Help Chris.
I'm hang gliding. I don't have the right equipment. I'm actually a bit of in a panic state.
Okay, we're going to scoop you right up the second this thing
Hurry
ends.
Up. It's really windy. A bird just attacked me.
Oh, a dirty pigeon just flew low. Look at they're like redoing everything. Everything's starting to look nice again.
Yep, it's happening.
Not those guys.
Oh, not those guys. Those are condemned. Ooh, Christmas.
Pick up the pace.
Christmas.
Do you guys get excited about Christmas, Matt? Do you decorate or holidays? Or?
I have a healthy relationship with Christmas.
Sure, me too.
Where I don't get overly excited, but I try to allow myself to get swept up as much as I am able to because there is so little joy left in this
right,
world
right.
that
yes.
even though Christmas is insane and a totally batshit and crazy consumerist holiday,
yeah.
I try to let it make me feel good if it can.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
my family gets along and we exchange gifts. It's nice.
Yeah, it is nice. I'm excited for it. Mm-hmm. I enjoy it as
yes.
well.
I love it. There's a man at the end of my sister's street And the game is always, and when I'm up there for Thanksgiving, will he put up his Christmas lights before I leave? Mm. Because he does the full on, every single, like the car, the house we just drove by, where it's like as many things as he can fit on his front lawn and sure. on the front of his house, he puts up.
I love that.
And it all goes with music. And it's like a whole event, and it's so fun because my niece has loved it since she was like a baby. So then it's kind of like a weird tradition of somebody else doing all the work, and then we like drive by it, basically.
Right, right.
And like stuff like that is my favorite.
I really appreciate people like that more and more as I get older.
Yeah.
Because I learn like I don't put up Christmas lights, so it's like, thank God this guy exists who does that.
Exactly. I don't do it because I know these guys are going to overdo it and they'll make up for the loss of me not doing it. Because it is a loss.
It's a huge loss. We miss you.
Yeah, I used to be good. I used to paint windows. I was into the holidays.
You were in all of it.
I just don't do it anymore.
But I think it's also for slightly older people who understand. It's for people whose lives have been decimated. And then they're like, look, a string of light. Like, we can be happy again.
Yeah.
I honestly believe that's what it's all about. It's like, if you're kind of in your life and doing it, you're like, oh shit, it's Christmas, I didn't realize.
Yeah. Yes.
But if you're like, oh, everyone in my family's dead.
Yeah.
Look at this picture of the snowman.
Yeah, this will make up for the fact that the house is now empty. Yes. Except for me.
I drank hot cocoa last night.
Oh.
And it really did something for me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Sexually.
Really? You're like the Tank Abbott of beverages.
Was it happening in the Starbucks?
I put the hot cocoa into my penis. And I got it a little erect right before, so.
Yes.
You guys have so much to talk about.
Yes. And we're not saving it for later. It's now on the podcast. I get excited. I get excited for Christmas.
It's the best.
There was a street in Austin where it was the entire street. There wasn't one house that didn't participate in just, like, all these houses required extra power sources and car batteries for, like, these. A lot of the houses, like, there was a sequence of lights, like a pattern that went across three houses.
Ooh.
So they all got together to do this thing.
Mm.
And it was like
one was Muslim, one was Jewish, and one was Christian.
You'd like to think so. Yeah, it was really pretty cool. It was like watching an animated light show.
That's cool.
Yeah, and this was so everyone's into it because there was a line of cars always just waiting to see these lights.
It's free. And it's everyone's free, broke these days.
Yes.
Sure.
No one can do a bunch of crazy shit. But like, if a bunch of people go, then it's like, oh yeah, I want to do what everybody else is doing.
Yes.
And it really is delightful when things are lit up.
It's nice.
It is.
By the way, we just passed a tanning salon. Isn't that crazy that is still happening?
Yes.
We all know.
It's not the same color.
Yeah.
As what the sun does.
Oh, I guess they could be doing spray tans versus like cancer-inducing, like hotbeds or whatever those.
I did a spray.
I think they still do.
I got spray tanned, and I did the darkest you can get. It was for.
You do this?
For a Jersey Shore character. Oh, I was interviewing these guys.
Nice.
And but they did abs on me and everything. Like it was really pretty fun.
How did it feel to have abs?
It felt great. I pulled up my shirt at the end of the segment, and everyone was like, "Man, you got all ripped." And I'm like, "No, it's spray tan pattern.
It's contouring.
No, I'm a fraud."
It was a stencil of tits and or pecs and
tits.
Pets and tits?
Man tits.
You're filthy today, Chris.
This is rated X, this episode.
Jesus. I know, I can't.
Chris, I come on here to have a nice time.
Drink hot cocoa and not talk about your penis.
I drank hot cocoa last night, Chris.
I'm really sorry I mentioned the urethral catheter camera. I really am sorry. I wish I hadn't brought it up at all.
But we've referenced it so many times since then that you have to leave it in.
Yeah.
You can't edit it out.
It's foundational now.
Yeah. It's once I start talking about catheters and cameras, you can't get me to stop.
Now, do you order your catheter letters on TV.
I reused them. Actually, how my grandpa died.
No.
I'm not kidding.
No.
I'm sorry.
Chris.
I normally wouldn't.
Jesus.
Normally blurt something
you
like
have
that.
You really tainted this episode.
Hey, it's important to let people know, don't reuse these things. You will get an infection.
That's the point of this episode.
You will. It's important for your health to always use a new cap.
And if anybody needs to know it, it's the listeners of Do You Need a Ride, the oldest
yes.
consort of hey, podcast listeners there is.
I'm in my early 40s, barely in my 40s, and I've needed...
You're basically 39.
Some would say.
No one's going to go to the hospital to get calfed. If you're going to have it go to your house, you got to use one of these Wilford Brimley-sponsored 1-800 catheter.
Have you started a catheter company? Is yes. this all a ploy?
Yes, and they're not made of plastic. It's biodegradable paper catheters.
And it saves the turtles. It's called Do You Need a Catheter? And that's why we're bringing it up on this show right now.
So far, I just designed my own. It's a straw. It's a regular straw.
It's a Starbucks straw that other people aren't allowed to use.
That other people have used.
No.
It's a used straw. Gross, sorry.
But an unused catheter.
That's right.
That's the key.
Yeah, it's, yeah, sorry
Karen,
to blurt that.
Karen, this place across the street from me is for rent.
If anyone in my family
who
is,
neighbors?
I do, I need to move.
And I'm like knocking on the door, where do you want to go to lunch? Where
speed.
Do you want to go to dinner?
I'm back on speed.
Let's do this thing. We got to make it happen. I think that was a really long drive, wasn't it? To nowhere.
Yeah. It was great.
I mean, in a good way.
We mentioned the airport.
We did it long enough.
Why did we do that?
That had everything.
Wasting time.
Even though we didn't actually go to the airport, that had everything that doing that provides. We talked about Hawaii. We talked about yes. flight. We talked about TSA. We talked about the
catheter.
We talked about the camera in my penis.
So do you guys pick people up from the airport sometimes?
We haven't in a while.
The airport,
that's hell.
It has changed.
Fucking worse.
Yeah.
Now
it's
that shared rides.
Unless
are
it's
there.
Burbank. You could do Burbank Airport.
Burbank's great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
LAX is living hell. Yes. And we keep. This is now season two. You're the second episode of season two
wow.
of Do You Need a Ride? We decided to break it up like that. Because now we're on the Exactly Right Network.
That's right.
But, plug. But, yeah, it started to be where the person who would ask for the ride, we would judge them on, it would be like, are they worth picking up from the airport? Because it's like, we're not driving out there for just any old middler.
Right.
It's going to have to be someone that delivers big time, or we're not doing it.
Someone like, what's his name? That actor? That would have been a great callback
Carrie
if I
always.
Remembered the name of that actor.
Just go past, sir.
Just T-bone backwards.
So, am I right? Is it January 15th?
January 15th on Comedy Central at 10:30 after Drunk Ooh. History. Or find it however you can. I think it'll be on iTunes and Amazon.
Sure, there's different ways.
Do whatever you need to do to watch it.
Yeah, BitTorrent.
Yeah, follow me on Instagram, at Matt Ingebritz, and I'm posting a lot of fun pics these days.
What are you posting these days, Matt?
Well, Bridger Weiniger gave me a T-shirt. And on the t-shirt, it's a red t-shirt and in white letters, it says, if you have a problem with my badass attitude, call 1-800-EAT-SHIT.
Yes!
And,
yes!
And it's my favorite t-shirt now. And I just posted a Hawaii pic of me wearing that t-shirt on the beach.
Wait, so. Were you wearing that shirt when you were going through TSA?
You started that fight, Matt!
It's you and
you did it!
Oh, no!
No, it's too late.
No.
Yeah.
I don't accept your apology.
Well, thank you for having me on, guys.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much. It was wonderful.
Ooh, yeah, I'm very excited. What do you got coming up? Got to plug anything?
Nope.
You know, you're just relaxing?
I'm maxing and relaxing.
How about you plug Christmas?
I have.
Oh! So Jesus is risen. No, that's Easter.
Yeah.
It's Jesus' birthday, everybody.
on December 25th.
On Christmas.
On Christmas.
Yeah, 2,000 years ago.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Get into
Happy
it.
Birthday, Jesus. And I want to mention I'm recording a special on January 5th.
Yes.
In Portland, Oregon.
Awesome.
What place are you recording at?
Mississippi Studios.
Awesome.
Two shows.
That is
very
exciting.
Cool.
And it's important to me. It's the most important comedy set of my life so far.
Okay.
So fly to poured
That's
love.
Not Please. Too much pressure to put on
no,
yourself.
No, no, I'm very excited.
That's the exact right amount of pressure, I'm gonna, I'd say.
If you don't do this one of these two shows correctly, it's over.
It is the end.
It's the over.
It's just going to be a very expensive mistake for me if I don't do well.
But Mississippi Studios is awesome.
Yes. Yeah, I'm excited.
It's cool. It's a good spot.
Yeah.
It's a great town. They are so smart. They know their comedy. Yeah.
And I got good cameras and nice guys operating them. And it's going to be great.
If you're listening and you're anywhere in the Willamette Valley.
Tigered. Up to Bend.
The Dolls.
Wow, good call.
Oh, I fucking know it all.
And don't forget to keep an eye out for Chris's upcoming catheter company.
I really...
Biodegradable.
If you are a member of my family, I'm sorry I so cavalier. It was in the moment that I brought up the passing of my grandfather. But if you didn't know... Dude, just don't reuse catheters.
This is, it's almost like the ultimate spoiler alert.
It's
not funny.
I'm being serious.
Me too.
Yeah, I'm serious
but
it is, too.
But it's we're funny. Also gesturing it's, very big.
Yeah. All of our hands are up. We're all doing
we're
weird.
Dead serious.
Right now.
Everyone has their tiny orange hands up.
Look and listen. This is crazy.
But it's hard not to giggle like a fifth grader when you're talking about catheters.
Yes. That's right.
That's why I was laughing. Not because I think it's funny when grandpa's
It's
dying.
Huge. This is the one that Trump does the most that I hate, which is the okay huge. Sign pointed at someone.
I think yes. he's doing an okay job.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's okay. So I think this is a conclusionary moment.
Do it. Wrap it.
You've been listening to Do You Need a Ride?
D-Y-N-A-R.
Are you leaving or are you on your way back home? Either way, we wanna be there. Doesn't matter how much baggage you claim, give us a time and date, terminal and gate. We wanna send you off in style. We wanna welcome you back home. Tell us all about it. Were you scared or was it fine?
Mouth horn.
With Karen and Chris.